The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Drew McKissick joining me. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing better than Joe Biden's poll numbers this morning. How are you?
I'm doing much better than Joe Biden's poll numbers.
That's good to hear.
So tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow we go to the polls, and it's going to be interesting to watch. What's your prediction on turnout? I mean, there seems to be a lot of excitement. Is that going to are people going to the polls tomorrow, you think?
I believe so. I think we will see here what we've seen track in other states around the country that have had their primaries so far, where Republican turnout versus 4 years ago has been up significantly, and also besting Democrat turnout in most of these states. You know, Ohio Republican turnout versus 4 years ago was 20% higher. I think Pennsylvania's was 86. North Carolina's was about 70-some-odd% higher. It was up in California for Republicans, and in most of those states, I think all but one or two so far, Republican turnout in the primaries has bested Democrat turnout. And all of these things are just they're symptoms, if you will, of enthusiasm and excitement. You know, and that's, as you and I have talked about before, we'll take excited voters any day of the week because they work and they turn out and they get other people to turn out.
Yep. Well, it certainly, again, it's going to be an interesting day. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I love doing coverage on election night. My friend Dr. Orrin Smith and Deb Sofill will be doing coverage throughout the evening tomorrow night as the returns come in. So it's going to be quite interesting.
You got the whole range there then. All right.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Great folks. And look, it's just going to be good. And I think, especially along the coast, we're going to see turnout, I think, take a big jump because we've got those competitive primaries in the 1st and the 7th congressional districts down that way. But I think statewide it'll be up.
Yep. Yep. Changing gears here a bit here. All right, so last Thursday we had the big debut of the January 6th hearings. Didn't work out so well for the networks.
No. And, you know, it was the latest in the Democrats, what I call the Operation Look a Squirrel. You know, it's basically just trying to distract everybody from, you know, record high gas prices, which have now crossed the $5 average nationwide. The border crisis that we have, which has been getting worse month over month since Joe Biden became president, an opioid crisis, inflation, supply chain, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they are the crisis party now. And that's, you know, has caused those record low poll numbers for Joe Biden that we just talked about. And also record numbers for Republicans on what is known as the generic ballot question. You know, if the election were held today, would you vote Republican or Democrat? Republicans are doing better on that question in national polls since 1981. And it's, again, so what are Democrats trying to do? They're trying to distract. I mean, they had these choreographed, hearings run by TV executives, really and truly run by TV executives,
yes.
complete with teleprompters, you know, for the Democrats on the committee to read from and so forth. I mean, totally scripted. And it's all about changing the subject. And I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, it did not work as far as ratings. And, you know, I got to tell you, I asked a lot of people over the weekend at church yesterday, at various things. I haven't found anyone yet who watched it.
Well, you know, it is kind of hard to find someone. I think I watched maybe a collective total of about 5 minutes of it. And I thought, you know, like I'm going to wait to get the recap from somebody online where I can read this instead of spending my time doing this versus, you know, clipping my fingernails or something more productive. But you know, again, it's all about changing the focus, trying to change the subject.
Sure.
I mean, you know, if you had the issue set to work with that they do right now, that's the last thing you would want to talk about too.
Yeah. That's for sure. And I tell you, the other thing, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, that there are these groups that went on record over the weekend. Particularly the shutdown DC organization, who's planning protests today. They're literally hoping to block access to the Supreme Court building so that the justices cannot go to work today and potentially announce their decision on the Roe v. Wade. Now, it's going to be interesting to watch how they're treated, if in fact, and they made it very clear. They had training sessions over the weekend. They made it very clear, well, we really don't want to have violence, but if it comes to that, it's okay.
Right. Yeah. These are the people who are basically wanting to intimidate and obstruct government from actually being able to conduct this business. Why? Well, in this case, because we've seen potentially a preview of what that decision may be. You know, it had a draft decision that did have five justices' names associated with it. And Democrats have gone on to lose their collective minds. And again, try to make this election about that versus, you know, all the other things that we've talked about. But, you know, and they're getting their crowd, you know, whipped up into a, you know, fervor such that you had a gentleman, I use that term loosely, you know, leave California, go all the way across the country with a plan to try to assassinate one of the justices of the Supreme Court before that decision could potentially be published. You know, a story that gets on page, you know, 6A or 8A in the New York Times, you know, versus, you know, what you and I know would be the case, say, if it would have been Justice Breyer or someone like that who would have been the subject of an attack. It would have been front page and the lead story in the news all week long.
Right.
Complete and total hypocrisy, but that's what we expect, and that's what we have to fight against every day.
Yep. Well, I'm just waiting to hear the final decision from AOC. I don't know if you caught any of her interview on CNN yesterday, but she's a little hesitant. Listen to this exchange. She's not quite ready to endorse Joe Biden.
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, I mean, first of all, I'm focused on winning this majority right now and preserving a majority this year in 2022. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes.
That's not a yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should endorse when we get to it. But I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far. And, you know, should he run again, I think that I think we'll take a look at it.
That's enthusiasm right there, isn't it?
She will not commit. I mean, he goes on to ask her, he tries to press her, you know, will you endorse the president? She wouldn't do it.
Well, you know, I mean, number one, I mean, you know, we know where she's coming from. The girl's a radical socialist, you know, and Joe's not socialist enough for her. I mean, we know that, and we saw that back during the primaries last time around. And you add to that the fact that Joe is, you know, what is it? I think he's 80 or pushing 80, and he looks like he's pushing 90 and speaks like he's pushing 90. And on top of that, he's got, you know, record bad poll numbers for Democrats. I mean, the happiest Democrat in America right now is Jimmy Carter. I mean, because he's finally lived long enough to see a Democrat president do worse than he has done, or worse poll numbers than he had. And so she sees that, the left sees that, and they think, okay, well, maybe they've got a chance to, you know, push reset and get someone else as their nominee next time. So I think you're going to start to see sort of the long knives come out for Joe Biden, especially after this general election is over with and they get shellacked.
Yep. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch, to say the least. Tomorrow is election day. Chairman Drew, because hey, if you have time, give Deb and Orrin me a call tomorrow night and kind of give us your commentary on how you think things are going.
We'll do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, good deal.
Take care.
Drew McKissick, have a great day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.